Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Key in Vegas for the NFL
coming
Draft.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, the NFL Draft Thursday night right here on ESPN.
Oh, can't wait, man. We're so geeked up about that. We, of course, have our mock draft not done yet. We have our second-to-last day of our mock draft at 9 a.m. Meantime, guys, what is it that you want from your NBA superstar? You want the three late in the game to put him up? You want the layup in traffic? Not just the layup, because he wants to yam it and he changes mid-air and the layup to win it? Or do you want the dunk? You want 18 fourth-quarter points? Or do you want one of the greatest playoff dunks of all time? That's all Ja Morant.
D. None of the above. I don't want any of it.
What
you know
what
I want?
What do you want?
No damn excuses. Get it done.
Get it done.
Get it done.
No, but I don't want pointing fingers at other people. I don't want you coming up at the post presser, talking about your injuries, talking about all the challenges that your team went through this year. I just want you to go out on the court and hoop and get it done.
You say you're comparing Ja to other players.
I'm telling you what I see, Max. Mm-hmm.
Jay, why? Josh Young, right? We consider him young.
Young pup.
Why does it look fresh when they young? It just look different when they do something. When they young, it just look like the swag, just everything, right? The tats, the braids, just everything. It's just like, man, that's what's up. And if he was in his 15th year, 16th year doing that, we'd be like, eh. But when they young and they doing that dunk, I'm sitting here looking at the highlights and I'm saying to myself, man, that just, you know, it brings chills in my body. I'm like, man, I wish I was there to see it live in person.
See, Key, this is what the next step is for Ja, right? And granted, Ja's in his third year, and the person I'm about to mention was in his second year, but I want Ja to become that Joe Burrow-like player, right? So there's a lot of woofing, there's a lot of talking, and I'm sitting there saying, well, Ja, just get through Minnesota, because if you get through Minnesota – it sets you up for what Joe Burrow went through when he had to go through Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's the matchup I want to see. To see if you have arrived as a superstar that people are proclaiming you to be, but also the trash talking that you're giving me, you're trash talking as if you were in the NBA Finals last year and you weren't. You were bouncing the first round. So I want to see if you have truly arrived, because if you go next round, if you get by Minnesota, which Minnesota is giving up multiple double-digit point leads to allow you to be in a position that you're up 3-2 right now, I want to see you go against that Patrick Mahomes and Stephen Curry and Jordan Poole and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, and that's going to be the stage, the Western Conference semifinals, to prove to the world that you truly belong on that stage and you have that level to your game.
Minnesota is very talented, right? And
oh, I'm so hyped about
and
that.
And among talented teams, when they meet up, the guy who you can – who like, oh, it's not about ISO hero ball and this and that. Yeah, but if you have the ISO hero king guy on your team, that team generally wins. Ja, what was it? Like, what was the play at the end of the game that you won the game on?
Can you take us through the last play?
Go get a bucket, Ja.
Go get a bucket, Ja.
Go get a bucket.
When you got that guy in those close games, I mean, that's what it's all about. Go get a bucket, Ja.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what all the great ones do. You put the balls in the hands of the great players in sports in the end. Baseball, you put the closer. He's the guy. You put the ball in his hand to tell him, say, I need these three outs or I need these two outs, whatever the case may be. There's a hitter coming up. You say, hey, man, we need to run right now on you. In football, you tell that receiver who's great, I'm coming to you. It's on you. I'm getting it to you, right? In basketball, you tell a shooter, it's on you. This is all on you. We need you to get the bucket. And that's what Ja was able to do.
I think it was such an incredible finish, but what a dumb move. Like, the Minnesota Timberwolves just made dumb mistakes down the stretch. And Anthony Edwards just made a really big critical three the possession before. But that's such a young player mistake. You stay disciplined in that situation. You have a massive height advantage over Ja Morant and your wingspan. You just stay disciplined. You stay behind the ball. You don't gamble and reach for it with the last couple of seconds. And you force him to take a tough contested
but
shot.
Wasn't that a tough shot, though, Jay?
No. It was a tough shot because he finished through traffic through the paint key. But what I'm saying is
he got to the basket.
He should have never gotten to the basket in the first place. Mm-hmm. If Anthony Edwards, Ant-Man, had stayed below the ball, that would have been a contested three-point shot or a really tough two over the extension arm of Ant.
Yeah.
That's what it would have been.
People want to talk about this because we asked originally when the show began.
Best dunk in NBA playoff
is
history.
Is it the greatest dunk in playoff history? It's in the conversation. No, it wasn't on Patrick Ewing or someone like that, but just the aesthetics of it were unbelievable. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. What's the best dunk you've ever seen in the playoffs, John, in North Carolina?
NC.
Hey, fellas.
What up, what's happening,
John?
I haven't been listening too long, but I wanted to say when Vince dunked on Zoe, it wasn't the playoffs, but that dunk that blew my mind.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, John. That was a nasty one. Just because Zoe is – you're talking about when Vince was with the Nets, right? Yeah, because he caught Zoe so bad. That wasn't in the playoffs, that was in the regular season. So I just want to make sure we're only
– Playoff dunks.
Playoff dunks. Playoff dunks.
John Starks over Horace Grant, and Jordan came to help.
Jordan, when he was being double teamed in the baseline.
Oh, that
versus the Knicks, he caught.
That
I thought he caught Patrick
it.
Ewing too, right? That was against Patrick Ewing as well.
JJ in Michigan.
Jordan caught Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. JJ in Michigan.
Good morning, gentlemen. That dunk last night compares to any dunk ever in playoff history. That was absolutely amazing.
Yep.
He 100%. Took off from the third stripe off
don't
2 feet.
Don't make Key and Jay mad where their veins stick out like they want to fight you, man. Just be nice to them guys sometimes.
What happened?
What happened?
Wait, say that again?
You mad, Jay, the other day. He had you mad when he's talking about MB compared to other centers, and you look like you wanted to fight him. I couldn't wait to tell Max to cut that out.
Why?
Because you made him mad. They get mad too early in the morning, man.
Embiid skill package? You compare it to anybody.
No, we're not gonna fight Max, man. You ain't got to worry about that.
But look. Ja last night was not on a guy like Patrick Ewing. And I thought that's what this last caller was going to bring up. But the Jordan
Pippen
caught Patrick Ewing too. Yeah,
Pippen caught Patrick Ewing.
Caught
yeah.
him bad.
Pip caught him
on but that the Jordan dunk then, because he took Pip, it no, back and then Pip, on the baseline.
No, Pip caught him and pushed him down.
Yeah,
right and walked over him if I can remember.
Yeah,
but see, the way that one ended because that's when he came down he went get off me and he looked down on him. It was
that's
all
what
that.
I thought. Yeah. You know, every now and then when we talk about this stuff, he gets flushed out and it
comes
I'm
up.
Like, yeah, it starts to come up. That's what I thought. I'm like, I knew Pip dunked on somebody.
Wait, show that Ja Morant dunk again because I don't think, you know, a lot of times in basketball when you're coming at an angle and Malik Beasley's trying to take that charge, a lot of times a player will use his left hand to try to push up on your body. And he caught him a little bit with the left hand. Okay, I saw
it
right
there. Oh, for sure. He climbed on his knees.
He climbed on his right shoulder. Look. Hand on the right shoulder, right
yeah,
there,
yeah, for
which
sure.
elevated him more.
That might take
away from the dunk for me just a
but
tad.
But that's all part of it, though, Jay. You know that. You play basketball.
No, I hear,
boy,
but
stop that.
Yeah, but I'm going back. See, I didn't see the hand because I'm just telling you, as a hoop, the dunk was nasty.
You can't sick. Tell. You couldn't tell he climbed on him just by looking at it?
No, because sometimes it don't happen that way. Sometimes the body, when it meets the other body, it elevates the body naturally.
But that's still climbing on him.
I hear you, but it's not a push-off.
I understand what you're saying.
Like the body
the
chest
the momentum.
Meets the other chest and it
he certainly used his hand for balance, no question about it, but don't get in the way and
but
he won't be used.
The violence of it with a cock back, the fact that he so now
every time I raise my arm, the armpit sweat. I'm just like, oh, I can't be raising my arm.
Sure.
Y'all ain't gonna have me raising my arm no more on national TV.
So wear an undershirt, man.
It's a dress shirt. I'm wearing the undershirt too, which tries to hinder.
Oh, that's
the sweat.
With an undershirt.
That's with the.
You got me have a problem.
Athlete. I'm an athlete, man.
Yeah,
I'm an athlete.
I wouldn't know about that.
No, I don't sweat like that.
You don't sweat like that?
I don't sweat at all.
Really? You're glistening right now.
No, that's
sweat
the,
it all.
No, that's
what
the
is
cocoa
it, like
butter.
Prince, that's cocoa butter.
It's the light. It's the light.
And it's the lighting. It's the
How
cocoa
do you
butter.
Not
the
do
lighting.
Sweat? I've seen you sweat.
No. Meaning like profusely, like you. Like you sweat it's like
the
to
arm,
a whole nother.
Come on, man. You tell me out there nobody gets armpit sweat where you get a little bit. No,
yeah, a little bit.
No, I'm sorry, Jay. I'm just being honest with you, man. I don't. It's not like that.
Now, how about this?
It smells nice. It just. It's just
no, about, I didn't say. I didn't say the way you smell.
How about
or
this?
Like that. All I'm saying is, like,
oh, keep that down.
Are you too aware that 8% of the adult population has no odor to their skin?
No, I am not aware of statistics.
Because, and I am one of those people. No odor.
What?
That's right.
No.
Yep.
But you're very hairy.
I know. It's just
and
I lucked out.
Yeah,
because it lacks
stink.
The protein. The sweat lacks the protein that bacteria feeds off of, which creates the smell. 8% of the adult population has that. I looked it up because my sweat doesn't smell.
Hey, hold on. Hopefully that was only in my ear just now.
Nope, for everyone
that was,
to
that
know.
Was for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Max, you heard that, right, Max?
No odor, but his takes stink. Max Kellerman.
Evan, that's your best line of all time.
What do you guys have, problems with people whose armpits sweat? That's what you're trying
no,
to tell me?
No,
it makes
no,
you
no.
uncomfortable?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm
it
just
feels
saying,
like it. It feels like you guys are being biased towards people who
I
have
promise
sweat.
You, though, if you were sweating in your armpits and you were standing next to me, I would have to move. I'm just being honest with you.
Well, my hands aren't clammy. It's just this
pocket. Who ever said anything about your hands?
Well, I don't know.
coach.
As they say, you're right. Your right guard went left. Remember those high school jokes? Your speed stick slowed down.
I'm going to wear my jacket now.
So, guys, how's this for a transition?
Uh-oh.
One
here
coach
it comes.
Who could be a slam dunk for an NBA franchise.
That's not a bad one.
Not bad.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I mean, we're also on ESPN, too. You can say, play ESPN. We pop up on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. Guys, I mean, sometimes you ask someone a question, and you're not expecting a certain answer. By the way, you see, Key is in Vegas getting ready for the NFL draft. We have our mock draft every day here leading up to the draft at 9 a.m. Four more selections today. I mean, we asked Jay Wright a question. Key, I think you asked him, right? Who asked the question?
Key asked the question.
Him. Yeah, because I had a feeling that I was going to get the answer that I was looking for, which was, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do right now, and that leaves things open for speculation, even though I kind of could smell and sniff. There's a possibility in his future that he would be perfect for the NBA.
Okay, you were all over the scent because whenever you when you ask that question, and this is the first thing you hear out of the responder's mouth, where it goes, and like, oh man, oh he's trying to find the words, and then you start hearing, right now, oh I'm happy right now, I'm taking some time right now, Max. Actually, let's hear the sound. From Jay Wright himself.
Okay, so Key asks, listen to this answer from Jay Wright when Key asked, is he interested in coaching in the NBA?
Not right now. Like, that was something I always thought about. My experience with the Olympics kind of scratched that itch. It gave me so much experience with those guys. You know, last summer with Coach Pop and Steve Kerr and Ime Udoka and all those guys and Kevin Durant. And, you know, we were together. We did that some years before that with the World Cup. That was so awesome. Like, I kind of feel like I did it a little bit, and I love coaching those guys. Right now, I definitely need a break. Right now, I'm looking forward to this position at Villanova. But honestly, like down the road, I'd be lying. I don't know what I'm going to feel like. I know I made the right decision.
Yes.
Because I don't think going into next year, I'd be able to do the things I need to do to keep this program at a high level. But I'm going to take this year and really throw myself into this position at Villanova and then see what's out there. I just didn't want to be the coach at Villanova and not be 100% in.
So he said a lot right there, right, Jay? He said, mm-hmm. right now.
Said it six times.
A year, right now. I would be lying if I said, you know, all of those sort of things. Right now for me is, I'll call it May, even though we hadn't got to May yet. So let's just say from May to June to July, that's a long ways, man. 60 days, 90 days is a long ways to relax, get your mind gathered, all of those sort of things. Now, whether or not it means that he's going to come back this year, he left the door open to come back 12 months from now and be a coach somewhere. He didn't say that I'm not going to ever coach again. I'm done. He said, I want to just kind of see what this Villanova thing is like and just kind of get my feet down. And that was his message. And when you have a door window open, there's an opportunity for owners, presidents, athletic directors, and boosters to meet with you privately in a hangar somewhere, have a conversation in the air on a private plane somewhere about coming to join their organization or their university. He's not done coaching. I am not convinced at all. In fact, I am not convinced that he will not coach this year, particularly in the NBA. I'm not convinced.
So I think there's no chance that he coaches for the Lakers. I don't think there's any chance that he coaches for Philadelphia because of Daryl Morey and the bond that he has with James Harden. I think Mike D'Antoni, if Doc Rivers doesn't get it done this year, will be the next head coach of Philadelphia. I see the San Antonio Spurs as the perfect spot for Jay Wright. If Greg Popovich decides to retire this year or next with their front office, with their ownership group, there aren't crazy expectations right out of the gate, has a great young core in what they decide to do around DeJounte Murray, I just think that's a perfect environment for him not to be pressed to be that guy. Like him being in Philly, he doesn't like getting all the attention, the glamour, the glitz. He doesn't like any of that, Max. He likes to be more understated. He likes to be more class in that way, right? And I think San Antonio is the perfect alignment from a franchise perspective for Jay Wright.
It's interesting because I was about to ask you, Jay and Key, mm-hmm. Listening to that, to me, he's going to coach in the NBA. That's what that whole thing told me. I'm coaching in the NBA. That's what I hear when he starts talking. Because there's a way to say that same thing, Key, without leaving the door that wide open, right?
Well, yeah, I think too, though, when you leave a program like Villanova, which is an established basketball program, he's won two national titles there, there's really nowhere else in college basketball, in my opinion. You would know this better than me, Jay, because not only were you a great player in college, you also were a great analyst in college, and you know those programs. There's not a bit, like, where do you go from Villanova in college basketball?
Yeah, he's done everything. Like the highest level is the NBA in the world. If you're as competitive and as good at something as that, you're 60
like
years
you're not,
old, you're thinking, I don't have that much more time. Can I do it at the
highest
level?
You're not going from, like, San Jose State to Villanova.
Right.
Like, it's not like that. You're going from Villanova to the NBA. If you went from Villanova to North Carolina, in my opinion, that's the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
Same thing for him.
You did it already.
You already did it. So the next step for a guy who's is young, 60 years old is young in sports as a coach. People think of that. They go, 60 years old, he's a little older, he might not want to do it. Man, you get a 15-year run. You get a 10-year run as an NBA coach. That's a long damn time.
But, Key, I think where you go next is so important. And that's why if I were talking to Jay Wright, I would discourage him from going to a team like the Lakers or like Philadelphia because you're dealing with a lot. You're dealing with one of the most powerful players to ever play in the game. You're dealing with front office that's a little bit unsure of how things are being managed. Kurt Rambis, Linda
Let
Rambis,
us live a little Jenny, bit, Jay.
I'm looking out for Jay Wright.
But I was asking.
So, let me finish my point. The only thing I'm saying is the Spurs, their front office, it gives you almost that same kind of clout and autonomy that you had at Villanova. where everybody kind of respects the way Brian Wright and company go about their decision makings with the Spurs organization, where, hey, it goes through management, then the coach. That's the way the power shift works, instead of, hey, I have a player who's going to dictate what we do.
That's what I was going to ask, Key, because my relationship with Jay Wright goes is the only thing I know is when I talk to him on TV or the radio, right? That's how much I don't know him like that. So that answers the question, Jay, because I was going to ask Lakers or Spurs, right? Because it's two very different kind of jobs. One where you could get your hands on something like a program, almost like you're in college, and the other where you're thrust into an environment that's very different in L.A. But both jobs, to me, Key, would seem to be on the table, or certainly he'd be a candidate for those jobs.
Yeah, but I understand what Jay Williams is saying. But when I look at it on the surface and I take a step back from an emotional standpoint and a fan of NBA and the Lakers and things of that nature, does Jay Wright want to go to a place like San Antonio and hope and pray that he gets two of the top 50 all-time greatest players in the NBA in a 10-year span? That's a lot. Greg Popovich had two of the greatest players to ever lace him up. You already got that in Los Angeles, right, with LeBron James. And so to restart at that age at 60 to start a program over in San Antonio, is that something that you want to do at 60 years old, opposed to I got an Anthony Davis, which is an asset that could garner me something, you know, that we could get in return if, in fact, we wanted to move on from him. But I also got LeBron damn James, who's not slowing down. And so, without Robinson,
they have
Duncan,
already what he'd be hoping to get at San Antonio.
Well, yeah, that yeah, I mean, like who?
So many points here.
Think about it though, Jay. How many coaches get to coach two top 50 players at the same time and win championships? It's just
understood.
I understand the relationship. I understand the familiarity in San Antonio. I understand all of those sort of things, but is that really what you want to do when you step away from a program like Villanova?
Yes, because it mirrors your program that you built at Villanova, a team that buys into a culture and you have veterans, right? You have guys that have grown up through the system. And my thing is, if you go to L.A., expectations are to win yesterday.
No, two yesterdays.
Two yesterdays. Yeah. So my man, and you have LeBron James at 37, right, who, like, you don't know how much longer he has to stay there. The runway is longer with San Antonio because the expectations aren't win 2 years ago.
Question, is it possible, I'm just throwing this out there, that Jay Wright, having already done what you said, like, would be more like San Antonio, maybe in addition to the challenge of the NBA, the Lakers, which are very different, right? Maybe that could be part of the appeal, that he hasn't done anything like that before. And as Key says, you have two top players, but like San Antonio is more like what he's already experienced, but now at the NBA, and the Lakers is like a brand new thing.
Who do you, which management team do you trust more?
Yeah. Well, Lakers don't take too long to start winning chips again. This is Keyshawn, J. Willimax, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, the best who ever did it, Deion Sanders.
Prime time.
Now doing his thing as Jackson State head coach. What's up, Prime?
How you doing, man? This is my favorite three guys, man. I love you guys differently, respectfully, and hopefully. Trust me.
Prime, tell us about Prime products right off the bat.
Prime Prospects is thankfully, I'm partnering with Aflac to identify a plethora of young men that I feel like has and have the goods to compete and become drafted in the NFL. I've seen them. We played against them. I've watched them on film. I've studied them. I've called the pro scouts, and they say, yeah, this guy should be drafted. And we compile the list of guys that we feel are truly draftable, so we don't have the nonsense like we did last year with not having one guy from an HBCU that goes in the draft. It don't make sense.
Prime Prospects, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey Prime, who do you have off your team that you see can play in the National Football League in this year's draft?
We got a couple guys. We got a defensive end that came from Florida Gators, James. I'm forgetting his last name right now because a lot of names are going through my head. And Keith Corbin, a receiver that can flat out play the game, man. These guys could play, but the bulk of our guys that we know are draftable came in with our recruiting class. So they have a couple more years left before they're draft worthy.
Okay. That makes all the sense.
Prime took that job and changed the whole landscape of college football, basically.
Prime, I wanted to ask you, brother. So yesterday I saw a video of Lane Kiffin picking up a transfer in a Rolls Royce. And it was going viral. It was crazy. Yeah. Is this where the game is today, that people are now starting to see the way you've done it and mimicking that in order to create that pizzazz, that pop around their universities?
Well, the difference is he could pick them up in a Rolls Royce and they might actually give them the car. We would pick them up in a Rolls Royce and the guy know that's a rental. That's the difference. It's a rental for us.
That's
where the game is gone.
Yeah, that's true. It's a lot of big money out there being thrown around with these NIL deals going on. I know you pay a lot of attention to the Dallas Cowboys and National Football League. Let me ask you this, Prime. What's the expectations this year for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys?
To win like it is every year. Jerry Jones sets the standard, sets the stage that this team believes and the fan base believes that it is going to win the Super Bowl. That's what they do. Back to what I was saying, most of these things we're seeing in college football, Keyshawn, they're not NIL deals. Let's just get that straight.
Boosters taking
care of the players. Yeah, these are not deals, because if it's a real endorsement, you see the kid on something endorsing the product. I ain't seen nobody on nothing.
So is it endorsement? They're just getting the dough.
It's a payday.
It's a high school kid that just signed an $8 million NIL deal to go to Tennessee. So we all know that ain't about nothing but making sure that he is at Tennessee playing football.
How can you recoup $8 million, and what kind of what do you have that a company will say you worth $8 million? What company in America that says a high school kid is worth $8 million unless his name is LeBron or Kobe? I don't understand, especially in football. That stuff is lies, man. Show me the transaction. Show me the money hitting his account to his family. I want to see that, and not the hype.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, Dion, what some of the other programs can do, and they know with you it's a rental. On the other hand, it's got to be an enormous advantage for you when you tell a kid you're going to be a two-way star, right? Like, you know, Lane Kiffin can't do that with the same credibility. I love Lane, but that Deion Sanders can do it. And that has clearly affected your program from where I'm sitting.
Well, when you have a kid like Travis Hunter and many of you, not you guys in general, well, why would he sign with Jackson State? I mean, after seeing that spring game, you start to understand, okay, I play two ways. This kid is a two-way player. I know how to handle this kid. I understand his needs, his wants, and his athletic ability, also his conditioning, and what he wants from the game. So it was very apparent of just seeing him and how he moves and how he plays. I don't know if anybody else in the country would have started the kid both ways, but we will. But I'm only going to do that if he's ready and if he's in shape and he's conditioned and he has a grasp on both playbooks, offensively and defensively. And I could only attain that and understand that because I've been there and done that. Mm.
Big Brother Prime, speaking of a Swiss Army knife, I am curious to transition to the NFL for a second. What are your thoughts on Deebo Samuel and his situation with the 49ers? Do you believe he should be one of the highest paid wide receivers in the game?
See, what's happening right now, man, is Debo has a tremendous amount of talent, and he's seeing the bag. He's seeing the bag. He's seeing the grab. He's seeing all these other receivers come up and get their bag. And I don't think some of these youngsters understand it took a little time for these guys. They didn't just come out of college, and a couple of years later they got their bag. They had to develop. But the time is now. I don't blame him for going after it and trying to obtain it. But if I'm a GM, I got to take a hard line approach as well. But I think he should get it. He's earned it. And the time is now. You have a bad year, what you work? His highest value is right now after what he did last season. And he's trying to maximize this moment.
Work your whole life. You have a short little window. Better get the money while it's there. Deion Sanders, Jackson State head coach. Prime prospects. Thanks, Prime.
All right, Prime.
Thank you. D, love you, man. Love you guys, all you guys, man. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
And send me recruits.
I think we just did a pretty good job. Jay says a player being unavailable in the NBA tonight might actually help him.
What?
Get a max contract. That's next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
They were unbelievable defensively all of last postseason. That, to me, is kind of what's underrated right now because it wasn't good during the regular season, but it has been very good this series.
Their stars are going to be their stars. It's going to be tough to take them out. Our rotational guys have done a really good job of stepping up.
Welcome back to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I got to tell you guys, though, on this Zach LaVine tip, a lot of questions have been looming around my Bulls, Chicago, about whether Zach LaVine deserves a max contract. I have questioned it, too. But after thoroughly thinking about it, I think this is a huge opportunity for us Bulls fans to recognize how important Zach LaVine is to this team and his presence not being on the court tonight. Now, I know Alex Crusoe will not be on the court as well. But this is a guy who is 25-5-5 as it averages. Okay? He's a two-time NBA All-Star. He was actually on track to become an All-NBA player this season before he tweaked his knee in January. So people throw out, oh, we'll do a sign-and-trade. Okay, you find me a player on a sign-and-trade deal, knowing that the Bulls don't have any picks in 2023 and 2025 that is as good as Zach LaVine, a dynamic scorer who has a size, who has a length, that has shown you there is no drop-off when he plays alongside another superstar player in DeMar DeRozan. And also, if you're still finding yourself, after this whole soliloquy, questioning whether you deserve to give Zach LaVine a max contract, let me give you a name of some of the players who have received max contracts in the NBA. Max and Key, Gordon Hayward, Andrew Wiggins, Tobias Harris, John Collins, De'Aaron Fox. You tell me that Zach LaVine isn't better than all those players I just mentioned.
Those are mistake contracts.
Regardless of whatever way, it's what the market dictates.
But as
Max,
a Bulls fan, you may not want to pay market for something. Like, in other words, I think you're making a persuasive case. Key, I think he's making a persuasive case for Zach LaVine.
You pay this man his money.
For his career, he's like 24-4. But in recent years, he's like 25-5-5, shooting like 40% from three, taking 7-8 threes a game, and he can finish at the rim. And also, he's a show. He puts on, like, he's spectacular, right? Is he worth a max contract? He is one of those borderline cases. You can argue for it for sure.
But here's what are you going to penny pinch him and then lose him? Because he's slightly borderline. Borderline is what
probably
the market
not.
Dictates. Key, we talk about this all the time in football.
I'm going to pay him. I'm going to give him his money because he deserves his money. And I would say, when you look at people that you mentioned on that list, Gordon Hayward, for instance, goes to Boston, gets his money, but he got hurt. So we never really saw what we saw previously because the injury kicked in and then everything went downhill. Andrew Wiggins, I like Andrew Wiggins. Now, whether or not it's max money and the type of money he's making, maybe some would argue that it's overpaying to a degree, but the market is the market. And Zach LaVine is going to get his money. That's just the bottom line, whether it's in Chicago or somewhere else.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. When you talk about bottom lines, paying a guy, like the market is the market, to me, is not a good enough reason to give a guy a max deal because it soaks up a lot of the salary cap, right?
It is a good enough reason, Max. That's why they're doing it.
No, I get it, but if it's a dead-end player, if it's a player like, I can't pay this guy a max contract and win a championship, I wouldn't do it. But if he's already on your team and you got his bird rights and everything, right, and you can bust through the salary, what difference does it make? It's not like you're signing him as a free agent. He's already on your squad, so you can give him a max deal, and it doesn't really hurt you because you can give your other players max deals too if they're that good.
All I'm saying is he's out tonight due to health and safety protocol. And that 25-5-5, even though in this playoff series he's averaging 19 points per game, his ability, his sheer presence on the court creates other space for guys like DeMar DeRozan, other guys to operate offensively. So I people just in Chicago, we talk about this every single day. Does he have the mentality? And I kind of been lured into it and thinking through it over the last couple of weeks. I'm like, man, you pay this dude his money because he is somebody that you can build around long-term with because of the type of assassin he is offensively and what he brings to the
table. Yeah, he is like Keith. Like the argument against paying a max contract would actually be, well, but he's not the best player on a championship team. On the other hand, he's kind of a perfect complementary piece to the best player on a championship team because he can shoot from distance at a very high level, and he's super athletic.
And there's been no drop-off when you have another guy on this team who's in the MVP conversation. Typically what happens, Key, when a guy like DeMar DeRozan comes on your team and he becomes the primary focus of your offense, the other player that used to be the star has a major drop-off. Well, I'm just trying to figure out where I get my touches. You know, the offense isn't ran the same. I'm operating in a different space of the floor than I'm used to. There hasn't been a drop-off with Zach LaVine. So he is the perfect complementary player if you are able to find that next tier superstar that wants to be in Chicago.
No, he is certainly holding his end of the bargain, no question about it. I think, you know, and that's one of the reasons that you do pay him because you can pay him. He's worth every penny, price of admission. There's no question about it. It's so funny that we are now entering game five of this series and we're talking about Chicago in a different light, and now we're starting to isolate on individual players. A week ago, we was like, Chicago, they don't have a chance. They're not this, they're not that. Zach LaVine, oh, man, he's got to step up to the plate. They've got to do this. DeMar DeRozan, can he lead a team? Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about giving people max money.
LaVine is
ain't
listed,
that funny.
Yeah, LaVine is listed as questionable, but he did not travel with the team to Milwaukee. He's in health and safety protocols. Coach Billy Donovan said Zach LaVine would not travel with the team to Milwaukee. That's Tuesday. That's, you know, on Tuesday he said that. But he will continue. That's yesterday. But he will continue to test before tonight's game five. So there's a good chance he doesn't play, but we shall see.
Well, Milwaukee's only an hour away from Chicago, so if he's able to test out, then he would.
But your claim, Jay, is his absence can highlight his value.
Yes. And especially in a game tonight where It's a potential closeout.
But why is there even questions on whether or not he should be paid?
Because this has been a conversation looming around Chicago the whole year, Key, and sometimes you don't know what you have until it's not there.
Right.
In a critical moment. So you talk about signature moments. I think this has a chance to be a signature moment for Zach LaVine.
Yeah, it's easy to start saying about what a guy doesn't do, but his absence highlights what he does.
Do. Exactly.
Because you're like, oh, now I ain't got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tune in tonight, by the way, as the Bulls visit the Bucks. NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Oh, it's so good. You got to run errands. You got to go somewhere, whatever. You don't miss a thing. ESPN Radio. Pop it right up on the car, in the car. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Well, look, the issue with max contracts is because there's a limited amount of money under the salary cap, can you win if you give a guy a max contract? Certainly, you figure if you give KD a max contract, that's the guy you want. There's no question. Give him the max contract. If there's a super max, give that to him. If there's something beyond that, give that to him. But will the Nets ever get a max return out of KD? Post Achilles.
Oh, my goodness.
Defensive end, too. That's next.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.